So I'll talk about the board of directors. You've seen the chart, but a few comments to make about that. Talk about the pension environment, BPG strategic plan, and all the great work that the team has done. Talk about one slot on finance. There are some questions that you folks have accepted the auditor's report, I'll just give you a couple of high-level comments. And then happy trails for those of you who can't remember if it was Gene Autry or Roger, used to sing happy trails.
I was just going to get another mic, but...
Yeah. Any questions at the end, although I will accept questions if you have questions on a specific slide, then I'll do that just so to make sure in case you forget when it comes to the end, you can ask the question during the slide. So the board of directors here, you'll see, very similar to what Claude had shared. The yellow highlights one open position. This was occupied by Dennis Henry, who was from the Ottawa chapter. He was a lawyer, but you don't need to be a lawyer. As long as you have a lot of curiosity and are willing to interface with our legal firm whenever it arises, that would be great. So that position has been open for a couple of years. But if you are so inclined, by all means, please put your hand up. I'd also like to acknowledge some of the new members you voted on. So the double asterisks are individuals who have been on the board. The board voted them in, but it still needs to be approved by the membership. You did that today for those members, so thank you. They've been off and on, probably since about September timeframe. And then there's one very new person who's just joined, and that is Randy Marie Sloat. She's from the Toronto chapter. She'll be joining the team officially when you folks voted her in, but at the other AGMs also. The green highlights talk about the soon to be replaced. So you obviously know that Ron is taking over, but also for the Quebec chapter, Malchavan Gilbert will be leaving and be replaced by Yves Simon. That will be voted on by that chapter at their AGM later in the month. So thank you to especially the new volunteers. I will talk a little bit about nominations later on, but thank you to the new volunteers who have joined. Your knowledge, your help is greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you. So I'll talk briefly about the pension environment. Usually there's someone who will, but there's not a heck of a lot to discuss, although I've got two slides that are fairly busy, I guess. So first up, the situation with the pension fund is actually quite good. All of the pension plans are well above the solvency ratios that are required and well above the going concern ratios that are required. So it's great to have such great pensions. It's not unique. You'll see at the bottom there that Mercer Health report talks about how most of the pension plans are doing, and they're doing extremely well, and that in large part is due to the high interest rates. So one of the things that Bell has done last year and will continue to do, and that was in the financial report and their quarterly reports, is they have taken a contribution holiday. So they are not contributing to the pension plan because it's in a surplus position. So for those employees who are still working, any funds that need to be contributed are being done through the surplus. Interesting to note that they did some changes last year. One was that they moved the BCE pension plan so that they could take advantage of the contribution holiday, so that they're also taking a holiday on the BCE plan. But also they moved the defined contribution pensions into that coverage also, and the law allows them, or regulations allow them, to also take a holiday in contributing to those portions of the pension plan. And that can continue as long as the solvency ratio is above 105%. So the current situation in 2024, obviously the PIC committee doesn't meet with Bell until probably, I'm going to say, the June timeframe, and then the PIC report will come out probably September, October. But just some broad discussions that some of the committee members have had. Things are in pretty good shape. Again, depending on the consumer price index, how it does, you can see in the bottom slide, the impact that, not the wrong one, was on the second last bullet, that just the slightest move in the interest rate, the impact it has on the pension plan. So depending on how interest rates go, I think we're waiting bated breath on what the Bank of Canada will do come June. I think they're supposed to be making an announcement whether they will reduce or keep it the same or increase it, but time will tell. So just this slide, folks, I'm sure have seen before. This gives you an idea of what we think, how things are going. The biggest change is on line number two, where Bell's financial health, and although I've left the rating at A, I've put a question mark as a B or B plus. Given all the market questions and the all the prognosticators who say that Bell, BCE is spending too much of their free cash flow to fund the dividend, and they actually dropped the dividend increase from typically they were doing 5%. They just did 3%. So depending on what happens in the next few quarters, we'll see what that looks like. Nothing else here. Now the next slide, unfortunately I don't have it with me. Hopefully Claude put it in. Yeah. This is hot off the press. Literally yesterday morning I got a note from Bell saying this is happening. I don't know that there are many people in the room who are impacted, because as you can see, only 1,500 people are affected by this. And it looks like it's only people who retired in 1999 and took advantage of the cash compensation plan in lieu of the employee discount plan. But as of, letters will be going out this week to those individuals, and this becomes effective on the 1st of August. So strategic plan update, that has been an extremely busy year. We've accomplished a lot. Just as a reminder, this is at a high level. Our objectives were to protect the pension and attract new members, and then look at some initiatives that might help us stay healthy. So things like the insurance was introduced, QuickBooks Online, some of the mergers of membership data into QuickBooks, and the merger of all of the accounting information into QuickBooks also. So that is, those were objectives. So first thing I will say, it's been a busy year, but first the bad news, or the disappointing news. So last week, Diane Rochon, I had a meeting with Bell, and Diane had been pursuing this. Many pensioners were asking, can we drop the dental portion of our benefits and take advantage of the federal plan? I'd sent a note to Bell before Christmas just asking that question, and they were taking their time to investigate it. They wanted to make sure that they had the right information. They had a couple of meetings with Service Canada, and Service Canada basically said, no, you can't do that. My understanding is that the law, or the regulation, was passed in March, retroactive to December 11th of 2023. Interestingly, the government never said anything, but they did say in those meetings that had you canceled your dental plan prior to December 11th, you would have been eligible for the federal grant. So you go figure. You know, they really failed in communication in terms of letting people know that that was an option. I will add that Deanne also had contacts at Service Canada. She followed up with those contacts and they confirmed what Bell told us, that you cannot cancel one plan and be eligible to take the federal plan. Obviously, if you don't have a plan, you can take advantage of it. Good luck. Strategic plan progress, as I say, it's been a busy year. It's one of the big items. So we finally settled the 1998 COLA error. As you can see here, I won't read the stats, but they speak for themselves. This is how much Bell has paid out and how many people have benefited so far. I assume that those living pensioners and survivors have received, you know, the compensation, and their pensions now reflect a new number. And estates, Bell was going to contact all estates up to Jan 1, 2020, and then they put newspaper ads asking anybody who was an executor of an estate to put their hand up and call Bell at a call center they had set up. And so they've had a number of queries from those. So they've paid out, as you can see so far, $84 million. So I have to thank two plaintiffs who were part of the process. So first up was Odette Dimoreau, who is a member out of Montreal. She volunteered, and as we speak, there will be probably today or tomorrow, she'll be signing an affidavit for the courts to agree to discontinue the action plan that we had taken to try and have a class action lawsuit filed with the courts. Her partner, so to speak, Gaston Perrault, who is a pensioner out of Quebec City, and he also will be signing an affidavit momentarily. Oh, I'll sit today or tomorrow. Bell has already prepared an affidavit, 170 pages of stuff that outlines all the things they've done in trying to correct the mistake. And they call it a mistake, we call it an error. And we've had tense about that. They don't like the word error. So this is a big one for me personally, because my wife said, what are you going to do after this? You've got to go and have all this free time. I didn't want to say, well, give me your to-do list, I'll work on that. So. And I will thank Dennis Henry and Denis Marquis, both of whom, along with myself, were the interface with both our lawyers and with Canada. We did have a variety of meetings over the course of the last year with some folks at Bell. So thank you to them. So not to be outdone, the team has been extremely, extremely busy. We introduced a travel plan. We introduced a new website. Yes, there are a few bugs, but we will work those out. We've adopted QuickBooks Online, both for the financials and the membership. And we had many positions filled. You know, as you can see, there are many new individuals who have joined. Definitely need to thank the nominations committee and Steve Longway, who was the chair of that committee, and you know, being dogged in finding the people. A lot of people, when we meet at meetings and people say, well, when we were at Bell, blah, blah, blah. A lot of these initiatives, it's one person, two people running the show. So I can remember at Bell being in meetings with 15 people seated around the table and five or six people standing, on large projects. So we had tons of people. Here we had a couple of people. So. If there are a few growing pains, please be patient and please acknowledge that these folks are working hard behind the scenes. I do have to admit that in This is my fourth time as a member of a board on a not-for-profit organization. Two of the ones that I were on before, we had paid staff. What this team has done this year is more than anything any of the other teams I've been on at any time in my past volunteer life. So, you know, this has been a fantastic accomplishment. So very quickly, I talk about people who are at work. So on the insurance plan, you had Ron Nicole, Karen Lawson, and Steve Longway, who were the leaders on that. A website, we had Terry Inder and Karen. There are a lot of people behind the scenes, especially at the chapter level, for the treasurers and the member coordinators and the webmasters. They were all involved, but leading the charge were these individuals. QuickBooks was Terry Inder, and then for the vacant positions, it's Steve Longway. So a big thank you to those folks for all the hard work they've done. This chart, I shared this last year. I've added the status line and I put in some check marks. Don't assume that check marks mean it's done, but it's awfully close. In terms of the indexation, I hope that by the end of June, if not sooner, the lawyers will have filed a motion for discontinuance. The courts will have accepted it, and that'll be history. For the others, the financial consolidation, there is still, most of the chapters have moved their data into QuickBooks. I think Montreal is the last one to do that. They were very reluctant initially, but they've finally seen the light and they've started to move their data over. The membership database, really interesting, when the new website was introduced, you have the option of paying for your membership, renewing it online via a credit card and a company called Stripe. Within a week of introducing, I think there were close to 200 people who had already renewed their membership using the Stripe option. And I think we're over 500 now in terms of individuals who've done that. So it's been well accepted and it's being well used, and it'll help us keep track of members, but also it will auto-renew. You'll get a reminder in a year saying, do you want to renew your membership? You say yes, and there's nothing else you need to do. Your treasurer will eventually get some money, and corporate will also get some money. The improved website, we've introduced that, obviously. So that that is still, I have a button with one issue, but personally, I like the look and feel and the color. And we also introduced a portal for members only, which is something I had wanted to do, because if you didn't know who you were or where you were, you could access the website and get the same information the members have already paid for. So now the members have exclusive access to that information. The survey, I keep saying we're going to do a survey in a couple of months, but I keep postponing that. I think the team has done enough work. I'm going to give them a bit of a break. Maybe we'll resume that late this year, maybe even next year. And then we did introduce travel insurance. I did a quick query with one company to find out about health insurance, but they wanted to tie that to other things, including travel insurance, including home and auto. But given the partnerships we had, I wasn't going to pursue that with them. But it's not something that is dead yet. We will continue to see if we can find a partner who's willing to provide health insurance to the retirees. So the annual report, so you've accepted it, or you say you've accepted it. How many people read it may be a different story. In terms, we returned to normal. We had a free year last year, so we did have an operational deficit, and you'll see in the bottom slide, we have one again this year, but that's explainable. So BDO says things look good and strong. We have a cash equivalent, and this is all chapters. This is not localized in any one chapter or at the national level. We have cash equivalents of $502,000, and we have investments that are at $424,000. The review engagement shows an operational deficit, and that's because we have accrued the legal fees that were incurred in 2023. So the auditors require us to record things that occurred in the year, even though we didn't pay for it, we haven't paid for it yet, we have to record in the year in which they were incurred. So we have legal fees that we convinced Bell to contribute to, but the dust hasn't settled on that yet. It won't settle until Bell said we're not going to do anything until the discontinuing motion has been accepted by the court. So we'll see what happens in another month or so. So otherwise, you know, things are looking very good, and going forward, we won't have such a big legal fee coming up in the future. So my last slide here is happy trails. So as with any organization, things change, people move on. You know, so first up, I'd like to thank those members who are leading us. You know, starting with Mr. Elliott. So he is leaving in a not too distant future. Thank you, Claude, for your service. Whenever Claude asked a question, I always knew that there was a lot of thought that went into that question, because he wasn't quick to sort of fire off and why this or why that. He always was very confident and calm in asking his question, and I knew that he'd taken a lot of time, so I respected his questions and appreciated them. The next person to leave is Marjolaine Gilbert, the chair of the Quebec City chapter. She is probably the longest serving chapter chair, still in the works. We've had a lot of trouble trying to find a replacement with Yves Simard. That is going to happen when they vote at their meeting at the end of this month. Steve Longway, who's been on the board for quite a while, was the chair of the nominations committee. And as I say, he's the dog with a bone. He would not give up on asking people to join, or anybody whose name came up, he'd give them a call and say, you know, what do you think? You want to volunteer? Come and join. You've got expertise and knowledge in this area. We could use it. Thank you very much. So thank you to Steve for a lot of that. Last but not least is my predecessor, Denis Marquis. Denis was, I'd say, my mentor, my coach. Denis had a lot of, I'll say, corporate history knowledge in terms of what it happened, when it happened, etc. But he was also he'd always challenged a lot of things in terms he'd pay attention to, and also ask a lot of questions, but also insist on accuracy. So thank you, Denis, for that.